Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 144. Today is Saturday, November 24, 2018. I'm your host, Lita, and we've had some fun and games. So I am joined today as my co-host, Stir. Hey, Stir.
Hey, Lita, you really are the host this time, aren't you?
I am, yes. So sorry, guys. Bear with me. It's been a little while. Stone apologizes. He has had some technical stuff, and now he's going to sit in the basement and probably be talking to us from the basement, one-sided, though, because, yeah, that's how we do things. Anyway, the main thing is we are here, and we have got a very special guest, and I'm really thrilled that we could have him back on, because I know he is very busy. So I have to say thank you, and welcome once again to our, well, I have to say, our Iron Champion of, seriously, of all time. So, Lisann, thank you, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, Lita, and hello, Stir. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you are most welcome. We are just
this
thrilled.
This is cool.
We are. To get to have you on is just very exciting. So we know how busy you've been and how, like, crazy it has been since BFA's been out and all of that stuff. So we're going to get to pick your brain a little bit and have a chat and all of that kind of stuff. So it's been a little while since we last spoke to you, I know, but what have you been up to other than, you know, you've just accomplished a few things since we last spoke. So tell us what else you've been up to.
So I have not been playing as much as I wanted to. Life has a habit of getting in the way of things. Warcraft. I've mainly done the contests.
Mm-hmm.
And I also focused on the on getting to 120. So I actually didn't do much in terms of Ironman. I leveled a main to 120, mm-hmm. and then I just stopped there because I don't feel like it's not so fun. So I've been playing some other games in the meantime.
Okay.
When I had.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. Sometimes you need to, you know, I think we all need to have breaks at times. And as much as we love WoW and doing the challenges and that, I mean, it must take it out of, you know, when you're going for the things that you do, in particularly, you know, being the first to accomplish, you know, you're the first for 85, 90, 100, 110, and now 120. Like, that is an amazing feat within itself. So it must take a lot out of you. I know what it takes out of me, and I am nowhere. I am in no way whatsoever anywhere near what you've achieved. So I think we can all understand having a little bit of a break is not a bad idea. So let's talk about getting to 120, because I think when BFA first dropped, and obviously when 8.0 dropped, and there was so many different, you know, there were so many different things, changes came along, that everyone was thinking, oh, this is, you know, it's going to be a while. It's going to take people a long time to do this. And yet, here you are, you know, what are we, 5, 5 months down, 4 months down since BFA. You hit 120 good, what, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, a little while ago. What was your path, like your idea of getting to 120, and what actually happened to get to 120? Was that the same thing, or did you have to actually change it up?
So, contrary to the popular belief that I have in advance, and I go to the BTR and the beta site, and I'm playing it, that's not true. I actually have been to beta for about a couple of hours to see if I can get to BFA, and that was all. So, then I was going to do. There is nothing to plan. I mean, this is a scavenger expansion. You go and you try to pick up whatever you find. You look for treasure chests. You look for pieces of quest that you can do without aggroing anything, to explore what you can. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there is no plan. There is no rethinking that, okay, I'm going to do this for this amount of time and I'm going to get this much experience. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
So basically what I did was just what I said. I explored, I looked for treasure chests that didn't involve too much danger, because it's easy to die in BFA. That's that's for sure. Esther can confirm that with his four alts.
What? Three? I think I'd killed over there. Jeez.
Only three? Okay.
Only three. Wow. Okay. So where did you end up starting for your point of, like, obviously Alliance side, you know, you're coming into the Alliance zone, as so to speak. Did you particularly want to start exploring from one zone, or it didn't really make a difference? It was more get to the zone, you know, get start at this point and go from there.
So what I usually do is I try to follow the flow of the story, and I usually start in the first zone. I do as much as I can in there, and then I go to the next one. Now BFA doesn't have really a flow. You can choose to go in zone. So I started in a Tree Guard Sound, and I would say about 70 or 80% of my experience was done in that zone. 20% in the Stormsong Valley, and very little, I would say just about 5% of the experience in the third one. I have a blank now. I just did some exploration and maybe two or three quests there. So that was all.
Okay. And how did you find when you did do the quests, like mob wise, were they hitting that much more harder, or you just really tried to pick up some really basic quests?
It's not that they were hitting harder. It's just the most dangerous thing for me was to disconnect during fights, because I could not die. I mean, as a priest, I would heal while doing damage. So to a mob during fight was small, but if you disconnect, you're dead. So that was my main fear. I'm not sure if that was the question or
That's all right. I was just gonna say, which spec are you running on the priest? What have you found to be good this time?
I went with the default one. Yeah, and I think it's the best one for Iron Man, because it heals while you have the strong shield.
Yep.
So I think it's the safest one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, agreed. It's someone who's never really been a huge disc lover over the years on my priest, and and it's definitely been quite strong lately, which is really good. Okay, so is there anything with leveling through BFA or getting from 110 to 120 that you found was easier than you expected, or was it all, you know, I'm not saying it was all hard, but was there any aspect of it that you're kind of like, oh, this is, you know, this is really going quite well, or the flow of it, or exploring, or whichever?
Yeah, the exploration was easier than expected. I mean, BFA is not not an area where you have to navigate through thousands of mobs that you have to hide. So you don't really need stealth to go around.
Okay.
Maybe Drosvar has some areas where we have to be careful, but other than that, exploration is pretty easy. Just in case there was not enough experience in my alliance zones, I also thought that I would go to the horde zones because you can take the ship and go there and explore.
Okay.
In horde zones as well, the you can go around and you don't need. So it's exploring is easier than I was expecting, and definitely easier than in Legion.
Okay.
For instance, Valshara, Mountain are nightmare zones to explore on foot. So
yeah.
And it seems like also, didn't you say that you maximized all the Legion points first you could, so you didn't go over to BFA right at 110. Didn't you like 113 or 114 is when you really went over?
Yeah, the first 3.5 levels were done in Legion, yes.
Okay. All right. And how?
So you probably need that. Otherwise, I'm not sure there is enough content that you can do in BFA only.
Okay. So how did you find with Legion going since being maxed and as you've started to level? Did the scaling of Legion start to drop away a little bit, or was it still as hard as if, you know, being same level?
Well, I'm pretty sure you're aware the mobs in Legion are not scaled the same as the rest of the mobs in the game.
Yeah,
that goes up and then in Legion, it goes back down. So mobs in Legion are basically weaker than mobs in WOD or in expansion before.
Okay.
Easier to level in Legion right now than it is to level at 100 in Warlords of Draenor. So once you get to it's basically pretty easy. The only problem is you don't get enough experience. The experience is nerfed to the ground, so
yeah,
do a lot of quests to gain a couple of levels.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed. Yeah, the Legion quests are nerfed, and so at least the risk is lower. So, you know, put off going over to BFA as long as you can. You know, milk as much points out of the older zones and keep doing your PVZ dailies. That helps and stuff like that. Yeah. And holidays. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With this stone, the priest, because I did it in the beginning, I had to do some Legion content as well in order to get to 110.
Okay.
I had a previous Iron Man tune that I think was a hunter, the Petless Hunter, which I got to 110 without going in Legion at all. So I had basically available to level past 110. So, I mean, if you're careful and you do that beforehand and you keep content, you basically have more than 3-4 levels as I did for BFA. Okay. So you don't have to go as early in BFA.
Okay. All right. Did you find that with leveling this time that you had any close calls? Like, was it was there a lot of trepidation on your part as you're exploring and looking, you know, going around the zones?
Well, in the beginning, yeah, but once you get used to the to receive and how much healing you can put out, I mean, it gets much easier. And the only thing that I was afraid of was disconnecting. Mm-hmm. About two or three crashes, my game crashed, and luckily I was not in combat at that time. So I think I was lucky, because for me, a crash is basically you're dead. There is no chance you can recover from that.
Yes.
Other than that, combat is just, it's not challenging. It's more towards the grindy mm-hmm. part.
Okay. It just takes.
At least as a priest, I'm not sure how it is as a rogue. Maybe as a melee, you are in more danger of dying, but as a priest, not really.
Yeah. Well, I suppose our BFA, our other BFA, 120, who is co-hosting with me, Stir, how did you find with the rogue?
You know, the rogue has the advantage of the stealth and the sap. So, you know, mine, I could easily explore and also grab chests. And I found that the chests would respawn every day. And if they're near a mob, they would give you points. And so I could get a lot of points just from grabbing chests in BFA. And I avoided combat because the rogue is really squishy, melee. And so a little bit different. But everything Lyson has said is spot on with what I experienced.
Yep. Okay. All right. So then, advice wise, now again, and I'm gonna throw it to both of you, because I'm really lucky that even though Stone's computer is like being naughty, I get both of you to chat to right now, so I'm really thrilled, because you're both our BFA champions. You've both hit, you know, you're the only two that have done this, but I want you to tell our listeners, our chat room, from your experience, what is the advice that you throw out to all of us who are trying to do this, who keep striving to get to where you guys have gotten? So first, Lisanne, what's your advice that you would throw to us? And then Stir, I'll get you to give some as well. That would be awesome.
The advice differs from if you're in the starting part where you're just starting this and you want to man versus the advice that I would give to somebody that's 100 and it just needs a little push to get to the end. So I would suggest, and everybody says that you should play the class that you know best, and I don't agree. I mean, playing an Iron Man class is nothing like playing the same class as a high level. To me, they're not even compatible.
Yeah.
You have abilities that you don't even know exist until you play without gear and you need to use them. So
it's true.
If you want to play a class, if you like it, don't. Look at, okay, I have this hunter at 120 and I'm very good at it, because it doesn't really matter. I have not played a priest before playing my Iron Man priest, so I learned everything about priest by playing Iron Man.
Okay.
That's my advice. Just play whatever you want to play and you think you're going to like. Don't look at the fact that you know or not the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, if you want to go, Stir.
No, I was going to say, yeah, you know, play what you know, because I know we've said it a bunch of times in chat and stuff, and especially when new people roll a brand new tune, it's their first challenge, and I love it when they come on board and they say, hey, what's the hardest one? I'm going to play the hardest one. I'm going to get there. And we're all like, yeah, roll eyes. You're not going to make it to 20. It's like, it's not the hardest. It's what you know the best, because you will use every trick in the book of your tune to get to 120.
Yeah.
And, you know, rogue, you know, is good at escapes. And so if you don't, if you're not good at escaping and you're playing a rogue, you're not going to last, you know. Same thing with hunter, you know, hunters, you've got to learn to when to dismiss your pet, when to feign death, when to, you know, wait just in time to hit the shadow meld, those things. So play your best tune. Oh, and if it can be a night elf, that's one more advantage. Mm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's... Night elves have an advantage, I agree, but used to that advantage, and sometimes that's not a good thing, because you're going to rely on the fact that you have that shadow meld.
Mm-hmm.
Poisoned, for instance, and you try to shadow meld, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So Every race can be played shadow melt necessarily. I mean, it's an advantage, but I think that you should. I mean, night elf. You have to do night elf.
Mm-hmm.
True, and it's part of it.
Especially as a rogue, you have vanish, right?
Right.
You need to be a night elf for. Two escapes, you should never die, right?
Right. Yeah. There, you know, on paper, yes, you shouldn't.
But that's a good advice. Always have an escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter if it's shadow meld, if it's vanish, if you have like a skill that allows you to escape and it's on cooldown, just wait. You don't have to pull. Wait, if it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just wait. It's better to be late than dead.
Yeah, that's true. Patience is, I mean, really across any of these challenges that we do, it is about patience and our ability to be patient with, you know, with cooldowns, spells, looking at the situation of what mobs we're working, you know, how we're going to go into a certain spot and then coming back out of that spot. I find that patience is not always my virtue, which can let me down and end up with me being dead. But I think when, you know, this is something that teaches us a huge amount of patience in many different aspects. So what about, guys, for, you know, we talk about new people. We've got lots of new people coming into the challenges, which is fantastic. But for those of us that have been doing the challenge for a while, say, you know, like, you're still trying. He keeps killing off her high-level toons if she ever makes it back to 70. What sort of stuff would you give to those of us that keep trying, that have been around for a little while?
So, you have to be aware that you're going to die at one point. And that to learn something from it. I mean, I remember my first Ironman level 42 to that, wolf in Eastern Plaguelands, and I was crushed. I mean,
yeah,
levels in my first try, and then I died from a stupid mistake. But I learned something from that. I've never done that quest again.
Yeah.
After that, no matter if I was 20 levels more than that wolf, I never did that quest because I knew that it's dangerous. I could die. Just I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your experience to learn something for your next tune. So the most important thing for a challenger that gets to the top is knowledge of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know which mobs you can attack. You need to know when to attack them. You need to know which quests you can do, when to give up. There is you don't have to do every quest in a zone. That's I see people dying because they want to do one more quest because they know they can do it, but I'm sure that you can do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
it's some experience. You can get it somewhere else. I mean, main advice, just try to gain knowledge and use it properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, yeah. And it's so true. And, you know, with the new folks that come on board, you know, they will oftentimes ask, what do we got to do? And I think, you know, it's kind of what Lyson was saying is you got to change your play style. Be more conservative, be more cautious, have an escape. You don't have to loot potions and elixirs. They don't sell. So why do you loot them only to accidentally click them and die that way? Mm-hmm. And so it's a play style and greed, you know, it's greed will mm-hmm. get you, you know, like maybe you're waiting on that cooldown and you see a chest and you're thinking, oh, there's only three mobs. I can sap one, I can blind the other, I can grab the chest, and I can shadow meld and get away. Well, yeah. maybe not. So just don't do it. You know, the reroll takes a long time. And right now, 1 to 60 takes forever. I'm looking forward to the 8.1 release, hoping that they'll make it a little bit easier to level to 100, because right now it's 1 to 60 is brutal. It's so change your play style is also the advice.
Yeah, and related to looting, I don't loot.
Mm-hmm.
The mobs that I need quest items from, I just don't loot them. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of time. You don't need money. I mean mm-hmm. gold. Don't need to sell anything. Why would you loot? You waste time. By looting, you make the mobs. But you make the mobs respawn faster. So that's another reason not to loot.
Okay. Yep. That's true.
When you sell stuff, if you have potions or something, just use a right click. I got in the habit. Whenever I sell, I just lift my click. Finger of the mouse button, and I just use my right one because you cannot consume it by right clicking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I mean, both got great advice there. Thank you both. And obviously, different play styles help because we all play the game a different way. And when we're playing the challenge tune, the biggest thing that I find is definitely you can't play it like you play your normal tune. That's, you know, we all know this. So you've got to find your level of how to play with your challenge tune. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Any other questions, Stir, that we need to ask Lysanne at all? I think
I think the one thing I'd like to know is if you had to do again, would you roll another priest or would you go with something else to get to 120?
I would probably roll something else. And the most fun I had was with my Petless Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the priest was fun, but there's nothing comparing to a hunter that doesn't have a pet. Yeah. And I would probably go with that one.
Okay.
From level one.
Okay. Very interesting.
Cool.
All right. Okay. I think we will. Thank you both, guys. I really appreciate that. Let's find out how your week's been going. So, Lysanne, first off, I know that you've said, you know, you have been having a little bit of a break from WoW and playing other games. How's your week though? Did you dive back into jumping on any tunes this week, or again just been busy doing real life and other things?
So I've been doing my mission table mm-hmm. for my main just about 10 minutes a day, and then 2 days ago I think I got exalted with the 7th Legion.
Okay. Grats.
That means I could go and unlock the Dark Iron allied race. Mm-hmm. And I did that yesterday. So I have almost all allied races unlocked. I think I don't have the horde, the orc.
Okay. The Magar.
Whatever. Yeah. Magar.
Yeah. Okay, well, grats. Still, well done. Awesome. Did you find that the quest line for unlocking the Dark Iron Dwarfs was interesting? Like, I've not done it, so... Was it,
I would like to say yes, but it's unfortunately the same style of questing that I see lately from Blizzard, which is to make you waste time. I mean, kill 20 mobs of this, then you go kill the big mob, and then come back. Okay. And then when you think you're finished, go in another part and kill 20 mobs of this, and then kill the big mob.
Yeah.
If you're finished with that, come back. Go kill 20 mobs of this and kill that. So you do three times. I'm not going to tell you where because it may spoil it.
Yeah. It's
boring. It's not really. So, I mean, I'm glad I did it, but it's the whole questing experience lately is the same. It's just.
Okay. Well, congratulations, though, for opening that. That's fantastic. Well done. Anything else that you managed to get done this week?
I have a horde. 120. I'm sorry, 110, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to level it to 120. So I did maybe 1 hour of leveling yesterday. Just to see the story in the hordes on the horde side.
Yep.
Play it a bit when I have some time.
Yep.
Later.
Time is always a hard thing sometimes. It really is. I understand that. Okay. Well, good luck with your horde tune too, because I mean, I found it very interesting, the storyline, and I'm slowly working my way through the Alliance, so. Again, time is the factor, so yeah. All right. Stir, how's your week been? Have we got all tunes are accounted for? That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, what you got living? So I've been using the WoW 14th anniversary to kind of get my tens, you know, a little bit higher. Okay. And I do have another rogue in progress. She just hit 51. And because, you know, hey, next expansion, when they raise it to 130, if I'm going to have any hope of passing Lysen, I'm going to have 4 or 5 rogues as spares, you know, just in case I kill them off. I'm working on number 2 right now.
Nice.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of discussion, you know, with 7.3.5 and then 8.0 and now 8.1's coming. The natural question is, do we need to change any of the rules? And so a number of us, you know, like Ash and Assy and Five and a bunch of others, you know, have been grinding away to see, well, yay, can you take one at level 1 and go all the way up? So I'm working on that.
Nice. And, of course, you're playing a rogue. So, you know, you're in familiar territory, which is always not a bad thing. So.
Sure. Practice what you preach.
I was going to say, you might need more than 4 or 5. I'm just saying, you know, you might just want to go double digits and just like flat out 10. 10's a good number, Stir. You know, maybe you've got time.
Here's a question to put Lysen on the spot.
Okay.
Did my rogues help push you to get to 120 during those days?
Absolutely. I mean,
That's the best compliment.
To see what you do in order to push myself to do stuff that was a little bit dangerous, because otherwise I could just slow it down. But then I saw you were closing in on you were a level behind me, and I thought, well, I should start doing stuff that's my control that I could probably die if I do those quests. So you definitely push me to do more dangerous stuff.
Woot. Okay, that made my evening. That's thanks, Lyson. That's a nice compliment.
That's awesome. I mean, there's nothing quite like a good, you know, friendly rivalry competition to get to, you know, max level first. So it's good that we've got a few of you up there that were certainly having a very good run for it. So well done.
And just to add to this, I have nightmares about that pacifist race that I lost with 1 hour to, I think it was Fairy. When, one night before, she was one level behind me, and then I just slowed down and I said, okay, I have time in the morning to finish it, and then she finished it. So I'm trying not to do that mistake again. If I see somebody on the second, even one level behind me, I'm trying to speed it up. So
Well, that's cool. Interesting to know. It's like anything, you know, you can always live by the learning from things that we've done in the past. So if the fact that person, you know, snuck past you, that was, you know, that is purely great motivation for it not happening again. So I think we can all understand that for certain. So, thank you. Thanks, guys. All right, Stir, anything else happen? Anything exciting for you this week?
No, over here in the States, it's been Thanksgiving week, followed by Black Friday. So, you know, it's the holidays over here. And so we've been enjoying that. And some parts of us, I think Stone too, we got snow. So it feels like Christmas is coming because of the snow. So that's about it for us.
Snow. Still have no idea about that stuff. Anyway, it's supposed to get to like 35 degrees today, Celsius. So I don't know what that is converted, but it's getting hot and summer hasn't even hit. So yeah.
Yeah. Minus six here in Celsius.
Wow. Minus six. I would be probably sooking. I'd probably be like, oh, it's too cold. Okay, all right, let me tell you what I've been up to, because I have had a really interesting week, so let me share. First off, I did get some Bloodthirsties done this week, which was really good, because I had this need for killing things, and that will obviously be explained very shortly. But I got my gnome monk. I was really trying to kill my gnome monk, don't ask me why. I just was like, yeah. So I kind of went a bit like, yeah, just all in, just hit stuff. And she actually dinged 25. So I was like, damn it, I didn't kill her. What's going on? So she's sitting at 947 kills. My Lightforged Draenei that I made, she's a hunter. She hit 26 last night because I really needed to kill some stuff last night. And I just went back to Loch Modan and I just slaughtered all the rares that I could find, which was pure joy. Can I just say this? It is pure joy going back to Loch Modan and killing my rares. I really enjoyed that. So she's sitting at 405 kills at the moment. And then earlier in the week, I took my Night Elf Hunter out and she hit level 55. So I normally start up at Eastern Plaguelands and go Western Plaguelands and work my way down. And I never seem to make it quite down to Loch Modan with all my rares that, this time I think I hit about a Hinterlands before she dinged. So that was quite good. And she's sitting at 3,371 kills. So that was good. I was happy with that because, you know, obviously Pilgrim's Bounty started and, you know, we can't do any questing on the Bloodthirsty. So I had to go kill stuff. So that was nice. I did play my Jade Leader. So she's my green. She's a Void Elf Warlock. And through just doing the, a Time to Reflect quest. So the one, you know, go talk to the historian and answer the question. She hit level 35, so I was like, yay, sweet, that's fine. I'm happy with that. But then hell froze over, guys. Seriously. I made a pacifist. I don't even know who I am anymore. So I made the Night Elf rogue because I kind of was like, druid rogue. I really don't like both of them, so I'm going to go rogue. And she hit level 18 last night in like, I don't even know how I got to level 18, but I seriously want to stab a turkey so bad. I've been doing the Pilgrim's Bounty, so the cooking quest. It was really nice to walk up to a profession trainer and be like, yep, give me this. And that was quite fun.
Wow. So,
yeah. I was just like, I don't even know who I am anymore. So far, I tried Borean Tundra for fishing. And thanks to Chris for reminding me about that. And then Azzy and Ash both had said about fishing in Boralis. So I took the boat when I remembered where the boat was. Thank you, Azzy. And I got over to Boralis and I was fishing there and I got some great items and just slowly got some my fishing skills up as well. So that was kind of fun. Getting from 1 to 5, I would next time rather poke my eye out with a rusty nail, but that was really, really difficult getting from 1 to 5. At 5, I think I got stealth, so it made a little bit better. And then from 5 to 10 was still it was still slow because obviously you can't get the fishing and cooking dailies until you hit level 10, but I could get some, I could get something from, the Stormwind quests. I think I managed to pick them up at like level 4. So, you know, whereas go speak to this person, take the bottle of wine, go and talk to the tailor chick and do this, that, the other. So, it just was really slow. But once I kind of got in the rhythm of it, I actually found picking flowers the most therapeutic thing that I've done in a while, which, again, I don't even know who I am anymore. Hence why I had to bring out the bloodthirsty Draenei last night, because I was like, I really need to go and kill something, because Elwyn Forest and Dunmorrow, there's just like turkeys everywhere, and I've got my mouse like up so I'm not trying to click on something accidentally. I'm like, I just want to stab a turkey, please let me stab a turkey. And obviously, yeah, no, we really don't want to do that. So I think I've gotten into the pattern of doing sort of the trips for finding the herbs and mining, and that was kind of cool. So yeah, it's been interesting. I just honestly, I can't believe I hit level 18.
That's so great though.
Yeah.
Ash has been doing a passy, and I have not heard so much grumbling in guild chat in a long time, you know, especially that 1 to 5 part. That was, you know, yes, Ash, we hear you, we know. Yeah. It's hard, come on, dude.
Yeah, so I'm completely ignoring stone. And yeah, it's been interesting. I must admit that as much as I was like, it's never going to happen with the pacifist, it's been really quite therapeutic. I've had, work is getting really, really crazy. So as much as it's therapeutic to kill stuff, it is quite therapeutic to just go pick some stuff. So, you know, without having to think about, killing things, but trying to find quests that are, you know, pacifist friendly is certainly interesting. So I'm going to try doing some of the, what is it, the ones where you can go, the hero quest? No. The ones where you can go talk to such and such in the new zone. So I figured, well, I could do some of those and of course trying to do a fishing or the cooking daily if I think it's acceptable to do. There was one, I think, the first day, and it was go down to the harbor of where there's sharks, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's probably not a good idea. So so yeah, so that's been my week. As I said, it's been quite interesting, so we'll see how it goes. Heroes Call Ball, thank you, Nisi. Yes, so I've been utilizing that a little bit. Okay, don't deny Carrie's request. Okay, so apparently, I don't know how you're using the account when I'm logged into the account, Stone. Apparently, I've got to say the word Rhea. I don't even know why, because Carrie's requested it. So, for science.
Yeah, you know, anything to help our audience. You know.
Yeah, that, seriously, bunch of weirdos. Anyway, they're probably going to make, like, something make me pay for that. Anyway, okay, let's go on to, now hang on, let me find the bumper. Let's do the bumper and then we'll go on from there. So here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yay, it worked. Excellent. Okay, so what we've got is the 4th anniversary is ending on November 30th, so don't forget any bonus XP that you're getting from doing the quest and all that kind of stuff. For the high levels, there's the two quests, obviously the daily of just going and answering the question, which is kind of cool. I quite enjoy it because sometimes I forget, you know, you look at it and go, oh, that's right, I remember, oh, what was the answer to that? Plus, yeah, and then you get it wrong, and you're like, damn it, oh.
No, I just click answer one over and over until I get it. I don't actually read the questions and answers. Just keep picking one.
No,
yeah.
No, I was doing it last year. I know my friend Ashay and I, we were working from not reading the quest and just looking at the answers, and then assuming what the question would be. That was quite interesting. So ignore what's written up the top. Just look at the four answers and click one. And we were doing that last year. But this year, I'm just trying to, I want to kind of do the quest, get the what I need to, and log off and get on to the next turn. So don't forget. And obviously, there's the dragon. Well, stay away from that one because that's nasty if you've got to go and fight that stuff as any of the challenges, because, you know, they're going to hit you and AoE damage is not good. Pilgrim's Bounty will end on the 26th of November. So if you are obviously like me, it's a good time to level a pacifist with cooking and those kinds of things. You've got a couple of days left. So, yeah, it's kind of like, wow, Christmas is really coming. Once Pilgrim's Bounty ends, it's like, whoa, it's not long now. Okay, patch 8.1 is soon. So we've got leveling nerfs up to 40% in the mid-ranges. 0.5% nerfs from 101 plus. It's supposed to go live December 11. So what's that, a couple of weeks away? So about two.
Yep. And with, as with any release like 8.1, if you do have living tunes with any special white gear or novelty things, take them off before like December 10th, just in case they turn green overnight. A warning. Yep.
Good point. Excellent. Okay, and don't forget, Black Friday stuff is on. Stone says wait until Monday if you want to use the free shipping for the website to get. And he didn't tell me the website, and I've completely forgotten it. Sorry, give me 2 secs, and I will find. So that was up on, where are we?
Spreadshirt.
Yeah. So Cyber Sale will be the code from Monday. Cyber Sale, 15% off and free shipping. So if you want, you know, a shirt or whichever, then check it out Monday because free shipping. Yay. Okay, let's do the state of the challenges. So, Lisanne, can I get you to do the irons for me, please?
Sure. So, this week we have Pingu Don't Die 69, 72, Tay Begrees 73. 76, Mac Dudley, 83, 84, Camacho Jr., 112, 113, Too Thirsty, 116, Jonah, 116.
Woot.
Excellent. Well done. All right, Stir. Can I get you to do the bloods for me, please?
Sure. Iron Grinderm hit 50, but then they also red flag due to gear problems. Sorry about that, Iron Grindem. Rail at 52. Blood Leader, that's you, 55.
Wow.
Five, who's always on and playing a blood or a pacifist, his tune hit 60. Blood Thief, 61. My Blood, Bloody Soul, 64. Soulful Paw, 76. Soul Shot, 82. Soul Shield hit 105. And lastly, Too Thirsty, 116.
Well done. All right. Okay, pacifist for this week. Let's have a look. Lisanne, can I get you to do those for me, please?
Sure thing. So we have 66, Mab Posse 66, 71, Mons Preher, 77, mm-hmm. 81, Gentle Soul 86, 89, Fere Okisa, 90, 100, and Huey Hamster, 119, one step away.
Wow, well done. Okay, let's have a look at Tins Stir. I'll get you to do that one, please.
Okay, and by the way, you know, if you guys roll a 10, you can be on the show and hear your tune's name because you only have to get up to level 20. So anyway, Nyan hit level 20. Xra, 23. Tin Mamakila, 24. I'm butchering these names. Sorry, guys. Kasite, 28. Rundell, 29. You know, this is like going to the eye doctor and they go, okay, can you read, what's the smallest line you can read? And you're like, A-M-E-S, 30, Temptria, 34, Yesen, 37, and another one of Furs, 98.
One more.
Oh, yes, next one page. More. And our buddy Zaya Bo hit 116.
Nice. Thank you. All right, let's have a look at the greens for this week. So we've got Magrat hit 51. Teeny Greeny, I like it, hit 52. Dark Verdant hit 52. Gritk, let's go with that, hit 58. Zyrider hit 61. 9 hit 61. 11 hit 62. Green Machine, what a cool name, hit 66. Ferroverde, 77 RIP. Oh, that's no good to hear. At number one this week is Peridin at 95 on his green. Well done, guys.
Woot.
Okay, Iron Teams. We've got Kedix is 20 RIP. Oh, sorry to hear about that. 50 Shades of Grey hit 35. And Team Puppets Revenge hit 43. Well done, guys. And the Blood Teams this week is Five Finger Death Taco. They hit 43. Well done, Five and Taco.
Yeah, we know those guys.
We know those guys, exactly. All right, well, obviously, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag this week, but commiserations to those that we lost, and well done to everyone else leveling. Okay, let's go on to Chit Chat. Here we go.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
All right, so this is where you can send in your tips, tricks, advice, questions, pretty much anything. So we will start off with something that I know I have been a little bit guilty of myself. So, as a side note, if you are using especially Twitter, please use the hashtag WowChallenges on your tweets, videos, photos, those kinds of things. I was a little bit slack, so I apologize. But yes, it does make things easier for us to find if you're leveling or if you want to tag instead of tagging the WowChallenges Twitter account. Hashtag Wow Challenges, and that way we can bring up everyone who's using that. So please do that. Okay, so the next one. Lisanne, can you do the Dave the Hunter? Let's see what life lessons he's got for us today.
So from Dave the Hunter, just a fact. There may be no excuse for laziness, but I'm still looking.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave the Hunter. That's
okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Add that to the tip jar.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Stir, can you take the next one for me, please?
Sure. Alfclaw asks, can we do holiday quests and or daily quests as Iron Man challengers? So the fast answer is yes. In fact, a lot of the holiday quests can pay some wonderful XP, but here's the but part of it. It's got to be within the rules of your particular challenger. So if you're an Iron Man, you can do the Bling Tron. You can do the daily quiz that we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. from the 14th anniversary, yep. The beer festival, and soon the Christmas quests will be great. But you cannot do the pacifist kind of quest like the cooking. So be aware of your rules for your particular challenger. But yes, normally you can do holiday quests and daily quests.
Yeah. And again,
I would like to add here that if you want an extra challenge, you could try leveling without any daily quests, which would make it much harder.
Ooh.
The dailies are actually easy quests that you use for padding, so that's just for extra challenge.
That's like hardcore mode. That's like extreme hardcore mode. Absolutely. Yeah. But if someone wants to do it, more kudos to you, I say. Okay. But yeah, just be careful of what quests you're picking up as well, because as I said, something like the dragon one that's currently, you don't want to go and do that as any challenger, because they are the world boss ones. They're really, really nasty and you're really going to end up dead. So just have a look at your quest. If in doubt, you could always jump over to a normal tune and test it as well. Okay, anything from the chat room? Have we got any questions? Bizots, he's had to go to work, I'm assuming. Stir, anything that you've seen in the chat room, or are we all good on that scope?
I
think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
Five had wanted the question, you know, for Lyson about if he was to do it again, what would he do differently? And and he covered that. So that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, Ash does like your suggestion there, Lisanne, with no dailies. Yeah. So I'm sure someone somewhere may take up that mantle, and we'll see.
Well, I actually have one tune that it's 100, I think, without dailies. It's an undead hunter.
Okay.
I didn't try taking it further because I wasn't sure that I could do it without dailies, but
yeah,
up to 100 there is at least one that, okay, so it's doable.
All right, interesting. Okay, well, I think we might wrap up the show. So because Stone's not here, so Leader's gonna do it the way that Leader does, which is, to everyone, I want to say, first off, thank you for the support, but I'm not reading everyone else's names out because that's Stone's thing. I have to especially thank our supporters, the Iron Elite, everyone that does that. Thank you so much, because you know, the money, any support that we get obviously helps with the website and helps Stone with the website, and that we are truly thankful. So thank you very much for that. I want to personally thank our mods, because you guys rock. I know I'm not around a lot because real life kicks my butt, especially at this time of the year. Funny about that. So thank you to our wonderful mods. So Stir, Nisi, Zort, Awesome Trousers, Boz, you know, you guys rock. Seriously, I think I'll get everyone. Or did I like have a brain fart and forget someone? Probably. If I did, I apologize because I'm doing it live. Fur and Zaya as well. Don't forget them too. Thank you so much, guys, because we really do appreciate it. And Fur's having Thanksgiving too, so she couldn't make it to the chat room. So hi, Fur. Just saying. Hi. Okay. Thank you, everyone, in our chat channel today. Thank you for coming to see the show. Sorry we were a little bit late, but at least it's all going well. For next week, we have got a show next week, which will be Saturday, December 1st. Don't forget, 7 p.m. Eastern time, which will be Sunday, December the 2nd for me, which is 10 a.m. my time, 11 a.m. Azzy's time, 1 a.m. CET. I can't remember what that is, or 12 a.m. GMT. So we will have a show next week. Okay, other than that, Lisanne, where can we find you? Or if you want people to find you or get in contact with you, what's your details, please?
On Twitter, I have at Lisanne Wow. I have a YouTube channel, Lisanne Wow, which I haven't put anything in the last year or so, but you can still go and see my old there. I also have a Twitch channel that I try to my contest tunes, the latest one with the Warlock. And so if you want to go there, it's Lisanne Wow at twitch.tv. Mm-hmm. And Discord, I'm not sure. I think it's Lisanne.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Stir, where can we find you?
I'm lurking. Yeah, Worm Rest Accord, and lurking on the forums, you know, with Zaya. And you can find me on Discord as Stir. I'm usually lurking and answering questions. That's a good way. What about you? Where can we find you, Lita?
Well, I'm all over the place, so you can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is obviously is the easiest place to go to. But don't forget to check out the website for the show. So wowchallenges.com is the website, and you can find all the information for everything that we do. So we have Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, everything's up there, okay? The shop's up there, so if you want to go and get something from the shop for Monday, because free shipping, yay, do that. If you want to email us, you can send a email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Again, if you want to, you know, if you've got a question, etc., that would be fantastic. Stone, you can find on Twitter. He is at Stone Grasp. I'm not doing his thing because that's his thing, but it is Stonegrasp. And we also do an Adventures in Azeroth podcast, and I do a Behind the Avatar podcast if you want to check those out. Now, for next week, thank you. I figured something was missing. Next week, we do have two guests next week, and I'm certainly excited to have a chat with both of them. So we're going to get the
drum
team.
Roll.
We're going to get the Five Finger Death Taco team is going to come and have a chat. So Five Iron and Taco, yeah. So we're very excited
to
have a chat. Exactly. So can't wait to talk to you guys. Now, as for this week, Lisanne, thank you so much for coming to have a chat. And of course, I have to say thank you to Stir as well for stepping in. But thank you so much for all your information. Once again, congratulations on your achievements, because it certainly is an amazing achievement. Everything that you've gotten with Iron Man and with your challenges is, you know, certainly a force to be reckoned with and something for us to strive to. So thank you again for joining with us and sharing with us all your knowledge and experience. So thank you so much, Lisanne,
for
today.
It's a pleasure to talk to you always. So,
thank you.
If you want to call me again,
we will. I'm sure we will. We will. All right. So other than that, I just have to say once again is thank you to Markonen and Epic Insanity. They do our intros and outros. And as always, I want to show them some love because they are two friends of ours and really good guys. So Markonen, you can follow on Twitter at MarkonenWow. And Epic is at Epic_Insanity. They have got their own things that they do. So Markonen's part of Torrent Think Tank and Epic is Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So please show them some love. Other than that, again, apparently I have to say something to Stone. Look at me, Kimmy, look at me. So Stone knows exactly what that's about. So there you go, Stone. And yes, I am actually watching that whole series. So it's a series I put him onto, the Kath and Kim series, which is an Australian comedy series, which is quite funny. So thank you, chat room. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I really appreciate it. Everyone have a really good week. Please stay safe, but enjoy your time in and out of game and take it easy. Here we go. Outro. Bye, guys.
Bye. Good show, buddy.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.